Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andy Gause. G-A-U-S-E, if you're Googling him, author of The Secret World of Money. Andy, let's look ahead. Let's look forward now. And we've got China reeling. Their immature, state-driven capital markets are coming, the chickens are coming home to roost. They got all kinds of other problems over there. This could be the early imploding. Demographically, environmentally, generationally, everything. They got so many challenges over there that they've created themselves. China could have a significant impact on our near to midterm future. Oil prices are going down. That's going to affect Russia. What do you think, as you look across the globe, what do you think are the implications for the U.S. economy?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, everyone was saying that China was going to take over the United States, right? Their currency was going to supplant ours as the world's reserve
currency. Those are the
currency.
Same people who said Japan would take us over in the 80s, by the way.
That's right. So what I see instead is in the last leg, the Fed's been in action about 110 years, and during that time frame, they've pretty much dominated three-quarters of the world's trade, and now, after this crisis, they're going to get the last quarter. So, you know, China being pegged to the dollar and using dollars as reserves, Russia minding its business for a change and perhaps using dollars as a reserve currency. These are things that will strengthen the dollar as we increase market share. So believe it or not, they will offset any losses that we'll see from that inflation pipe that we were talking about in the last segment. So the idea is if you expand your market share, then you can pump all this new money in and it's not going to cause inflation. I disagree with the thesis. I think we're in for a bout of inflation very similar to Jimmy Carter. But that in the process, we're going to gain market share in terms of dollars being used.
Isn't it weird that we've got smart people right now, even as we speak, smart people like you, saying, I'm worried about inflation, and the other saying, I'm worried about deflation.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, aren't these interesting times?
When you have $44 trillion worth of debt and only $18 trillion worth of money, you know, it certainly begs the question. And if they leave things alone, if they don't bail out Puerto Rico and they don't bail out everybody in the pipe,
right.
Well, then, yeah, it's deflation, no doubt about it, because that $44 trillion can only be paid with $18 trillion, and that's if you take every dollar.
And now we're Greece.
Exactly. But the Fed understands that if they roll the problem down the road, they could pay it off later with dollars that are worth
substantially less.
So it's simple. It's as old as fractional banking, and the Fed are masters at it. Anyone who underestimates the Federal Reserve System is really not paying attention to history.
If you were president right now, let's say we put you in day after tomorrow, what would you be the first thing you'd do from a policy standpoint? Would you lower taxes? Would you go after specific regulations? What would you do to get the economy going, kickstart again?
Well,
I'm not going to let you have any tariffs, Doc. You can't have any tariffs.
Yeah. Okay. Assuming unlimited power, then I would implement the American plan without the tariffs. Even if you take over the Federal Reserve, put it inside the Treasury.
Would you
and
do
go
that?
Back to a sub-treasury? I would absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
The idea that you know they're some sort of an independent agency is absurd on its face.
You mean independent like a Supreme Court is independent? Is what you're saying?
Right. Very good. Exactly. They're about as independent as the Supreme Court. So let's not pretend. Let's just go ahead and grab them lock, stock, and barrel, put them inside the Treasury of the United States. Then we wouldn't have to worry about the backdoor deals that they're making. You realize the Fed has provided nearly $90 billion worth of liquidity to Europe.
Yeah.
What the heck are we doing bailing out the Eurozone?
Through the IMF?
Yeah, well, through the discount window. Remember, Deutsche Bank has an American arm, Union Bank of Switzerland, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bank Corporation. So they can all borrow right at the Fed window, and they have been borrowing copiously.
Yeah.
So let's just grab them, put them inside the Treasury,
yeah,
and let the Treasury implement monetary policy.
How's that going to make the economy turn?
Well, because I believe that they're draining off some of our productive capacity to support entities around the world. And, you know, I don't want to sound like an isolationist, but leave Europe to the Europeans and leave the Far East to the Far Easterners. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on the United States. We could do a lot right here at home,
right,
and certainly capturing all of the profits that are being lost to these trades,
right,
putting them in the Treasury to offset taxes, and then
Then we'd have to make sure they didn't spend that money. That's what I'm worried about.
That's it. I would reduce taxes accordingly.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know,
okay. So you got my vote, Andy. Hey, Andy, give us a website one more time.
Oh, and stop looting Social Security.
There you go. I agree with that. Stealing money. Give us your website, Andy, quickly.
AndyGoss.com, AndyGause.com.
Andy, thanks for being here. Good job. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.